What, he died?
Died up.
Okay. What would you call a place that where people are buried? That would be?
Graveyard.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Cemetery.
Sure. Okay. And the box that people are buried in, that would be?
Coffin.
Okay. What would you call the ceremony for the dead person?
Services.
Okay. Or I'm going to so and so.
Funeral.
Right. What about people who are black, dressed in black at a funeral? You say they're in
mourning.
Okay. Say, just on an average day, if somebody met you walking on the sidewalk and said, "How you doing?" What would you probably say?
Okay.
Okay. Say if the children are out late at night and the mother's getting a little bit excited about it. Her husband might say, "Well, everything's going to be all right, just don't
worry."
What about a disease that old people get when their joints start to get stiff and ache, and they say they've got to touch it?
Arthritis.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else? Rheumatism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the same thing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Rheumatism. Okay. Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to get? They get sores in their throat, their throat would close, they wouldn't be able to breathe, and they would suffocate.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, okay. What about that disease that causes you? The skin and eyeballs that turn yellow. You ever heard of that?
Jonas? Jonas.
Say if somebody had had his appendix taken out, he might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you say he had to. He got sick of his stomach, he had to go to the bathroom.
Throw up.
Okay. Is there a way of saying that you might, when somebody said it, it sounds like he's joking or he's being kind of crude? Like, so what about vomit? Is that a nasty sound word to you, or would you use it just like you use throw up?
No, I would say throw up.
You would say throw up. Okay. What if I said, "Oh, so-and-so was so sick that he just leaned over the fence and had a puke"?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Throw up.
Okay. Would puke be kind of a nasty way of saying it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, could you say that for me?
Okay.
Somebody who's like that, you say he's sick, where is he sick?
Sick to his stomach?
Yeah. Okay. Say if a boy keeps going over the same girl's house pretty regularly and the neighbors think he's getting serious about it, you say he's doing what? He's so and so.
Courtney?
Sure. What would you call him? You would say he is her.
Girlfriend.
Right, and she would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. Say if this boy came home late at night and his little brother sat there waiting for him, you want to catch him when he came in? And big brother came in with lipstick all over his collar. Little brother says, "Uh huh. I know what you've been doing. You've been
kissing."
Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, you say she did what to him?
Refused him.
Okay. What would jilting mean? Do you ever heard that either?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if she didn't refuse him, they went ahead and got it.
Right.
Okay. What about that wedding? The man who stands up at the groom, you call him the
best man.
Okay. What about the girl or the woman who stands up at the bride?
Maid of honor.
Okay. Is the name there for the color sheet that she's married?
Matron.
Yeah, okay. Around here, have you ever heard of anything?